And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, man, making it cool to be a conservative. So, hey, let me tell you, one of our sponsors is the Elm Foundation. Elm, as in ELM. They're based out of Huntsville. 501c3 nonprofit organization out there making a difference in people's lives. So the Elm Foundation, Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation is so cool, and what they're doing is they're out there getting involved with folks, helping them to get off the streets, to find a way to become productive, getting them job skills training, helping them build their resumes, walking them through it, giving them accountability. And they literally will walk alongside them in this. They don't just like throw money at it like the government. They'll say, hey, we're here for you. What can we do? Let's talk together. And then they'll even tell you, you're not passing your milestones. You gotta crack down a little more. So all said and done, the Elm Foundation, I love the way they do business. And I wish you'd check out their website. That's Elm, E-L-M-H-S-V, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. And they're making a difference where they are. And if you ever donated to them as a 501c3, if you ever donate to them, just know this, every dollar you give goes to programs because they have one benefactor who has stepped in to make sure that all their administrative costs are covered, their staff's not scrambling to, you know, make payroll. They're going to be covered, and everything else goes to programs. So, yeah, Elm Foundation at ELMHSV.org. If you talk to them, do tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Got to jump over here to the text line because I got some texts to talk about. So Raven from Russell says, eating bugs will make you fart. There's that.
All right, there you go.
And we were worried about all the methane coming out of the rice, but here we are. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I bet those fried wasps are a little spicy. Yeah. Chris from Gadsden said, you should have washed down the Oreos with some orange Gatorade. There's a story behind that, and I don't want to tell that one on the air. So, thank you, my brethren who knows me too well. Brian from Huntsville says, Holland is men, Netherlands is woman. If they go on the date, they go Dutch. Okay. Brian. Lord, man, the dad jokes today. Doe Man from Huntsville going to be talking about the bathrooms in Loudoun County, Virginia school. Says there's going to be lots of seats going to get left up. Yes, they are. new texter. Is that a new texter? Stephen from Huntsville? I believe it is.
Yes.
Yep, Stephen from Huntsville's new one. Oh, that's right. He's the one I read his text earlier, and we didn't have his name yet. So we got it now. Stephen, Huntsville, glad you're in the loop. Jeff from Hazel Green says, I better read this one first. I'll make sure. My goat is female. My cat is male. They use the same bathroom, our lawn, but they are animals. So thank you, Jeff from Hazel Green, for that one. Jeff from Indiana, sounds like Loudoun County School Board is a cacistocracy. That's it. Do you have it's too long. We won't play the cacistocracy sound effect right now.
But we do have one.
It is. It's part of
it. It is a cacistocracy, though.
That would have to be in the glossary of terms for Right Side.
It will.
We got jackassery.
Absolutely.
which is often foisted on the world by a bunch of jack wagons. Mm. And then there's cacistocracy, which is a government run by the least competent of its citizens.
That's right.
There you go. Charlie from Huntsville, yeah, it was Mammoth or Mammoth Meatballs. He said, I remember thank you, yes, it was. Danny from Decatur says, a few years ago, Northern California grew more rice and cheaper than Japan until Obama diverted the water away from the Central Valley agriculture. And this winter, between the rain and the huge snowfall, the California reservoirs should be full for the summer. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate that. Brandy from Athens says, I practice fitness, fitting this donut in my mouth. Nice. And then John from Huntsville wants to know if there's drones made out of dead birds. John, that's about the most random text we've had yet. I mean, for the love, man. All right. Anyway, so, and then Jeff from Indiana had a joke about stink bugs, and I'll just leave it right there where it lay. All right, listen, we're going to be coming right back after this. So last night, did you watch the interview on Tucker Carlson with Elon Musk? It was fascinating. That guy is like a savant. I mean, he's like if Sheldon Cooper also had a sense of humor, he's that guy with $1 billion. If Sheldon Cooper had a sense of humor and $1 billion, you might have like Elon Musk. But it's amazing the things he's saying right now about artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is just freaky. Artificial intelligence, the idea that something that has no sense of feeling or compassion or the ability to reason other than what is designed to be factual could make decisions that impact us? Well, it's already having an impact on the arts. So y'all stay tuned, because next up, Skynet is killing the arts. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show broadcasts way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. You got to have an extra breath sometimes when you get all the way to the multiple syllables of Mississippi.
You do.
You do. Unless you just say it. Mississippi. Then you just
Mississippi.
Go ahead and cut one out. You may only need half a breath for that one. All right. Hey, listen. So I mentioned right before the break, artificial intelligence. Boomer, if you had to imagine a place where artificial intelligence could become in our day-to-day lives, I'm not talking about like wiping out the planet, creating Terminator robots and stuff like that. If you had to name a spot where you thought that, I don't know, artificial intelligence could just be problematic, where do you suspect that it would be?
Oh, let me think here. I'm going to say, I was in the music industry for a while.
Bingo.
I'm going to say the music, I mean, any type of art. Yeah. I mean, you can see, I've seen some pictures that it just created out of nothing. And then also, I mean, who's to say it's not going to write music or anything by itself?
You nailed it. Because, I mean, at this point, then who gets the credit, right?
Right.
And then is it as good as the one that was created by a person who labored over it?
No. I mean, the problem's going to be is people aren't going to realize it, I don't think.
And that's the problem.
I think they're not going to realize that this wasn't created by a person. It was created by a algorithm.
So, okay, perfect. So let's say you're back in Nashville working the music industry, doing a tour with somebody who's making scads of millions off of a number one hit that was just perfectly written, timed for the moment. It hit the market just right. Audiences go crazy every time. And he's up there claiming credit for it, but he didn't write it.
Ooh.
How does that go over? I mean, is it okay?
Ooh, no, it's not okay. I mean, then you're claiming something that's not yours, which is then copyright law. And then,
okay.
But then again, if Sydney wrote it over here.
Sydney. Sydney was the chatbot who decided to change its own name and it identifies as Sydney.
Exactly.
Which is, by the way, which is a name you can't tell if it's like hermaphroditic. Is that a male Sydney or a female Sydney?
Right.
Is that Sydney with a Y or Sydney with an I?
It was probably algorized? Algorized? Whatever. By a, you know, someone woke.
spell that out for me, by the way. I don't even know. Okay, so I agree, man. I think you nailed it. So first of all, the interview last night with Elon Musk, it's not often that I would say this, but it's one of those that I'd say if you didn't see it, you ought to go find the video. Elon Musk is not playing with this stuff. I mean, he very calmly and somewhat emphatically told Tucker Carlson, artificial intelligence is a danger to the human population. He went on to say, he pointed out things like, you know, chimpanzees have some of the physical characteristics that people have, you know, four limbs, appendages, you know, and yet we prevail because we're the smarter of the species, right? He says, this is his words, now what happens when something vastly smarter than the smartest person comes along in silicon form? It's very difficult to predict what happens in that circumstance. He says it's called a singularity black hole because you don't know what happens after that. It's hard to predict. So I think we should be cautious with AI, he says, and I think there should be some government oversight. And so he's basically saying in the industry he works in, he believes that oversight is necessary. And he went on to talk about something. He says, you know, people think I'm a regulatory maverick. No, I want it done right. And he talked about folks out there in the industry doing AI. At one point he was asked, could it be dangerous to humankind? And his response was, yes. All right. So some things that have already happened, we know this to be true, is that, and it probably goes back to original programming of biases. I don't know. But artificial intelligence chatbots have already displayed what one story here calls a frightening ability to tarnish reputations and accuse innocent people of crimes. And they have the ability to get it out there. So one of the examples that Musk gave was, what if artificial intelligence recognizes what it takes to socially influence? And so it creates thousands of its own, you know, bots on Twitter and Facebook and others, and then floods a fake story out in order to influence what the chatbot believes is necessary for people to hear or understand. It's just literally taking steps to influence public opinion. All right. It's already doing that, though, in dangerous ways. This is just freaking creepy, I'll be honest with you. The story says here on Fox News, came out this morning. It says, misinformation machines, AI chatbots can spew falsehoods and even accuse people of crimes they never committed. For instance, AI software sparked a recent cheating scandal at the University of California, Davis, UC Davis. How about this one? A mayor in Australia has now threatened a lawsuit against the company OpenAI because it falsely claimed in stories that it promoted online that he served time in prison when he never did. How about this one? Jonathan Turley, who's a legal commentator who I really respect, a George Washington professor, George Washington University professor, he was falsely accused by ChatGPT of having, and the ChatGPT then also generated a fake Washington Post story to pretend that it gave credence to the ChatGPT statements that Jonathan Turley was guilty of sexual harassment. And it claimed that he'd been on a trip with students when this happened. And he points out, I've never even taken that trip. I've never been. So not only did, it gets even weirder, when ChatGPT creates a statement and then quotes an article that it writes that never happened, and in that article it quotes people who never said the things that it says they said in order to substantiate its own original misinformation. What the heck, man? This is the terminator of reputations right here.
And the chatbot or whatever, those algorithms can do it 10 times faster than any human can because it's ingrained.
In real time.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody asked a question about Jonathan Turley and got back a fake article and an answer with fake quotes that in near real time. While you're thinking about it, here's the other piece. I'm an attorney, right? I go to court. We have evidence. We can have documentary evidence, we can have testimonial evidence, and we can have physical evidence, and sometimes we have photographic evidence. What happens if the photographic evidence is faked? How do you handle this? You're in court. Sir, where were you on the night of the 27th? I was actually not here. Yes, you were. Here's a photograph of you dining in the restaurant right across the street from the murder. I wasn't there. That wasn't me. Well, we have a photograph, sir. Do you really? Do you have a photograph? Do we know? So what do we do with this? So, like, here's an example. CNN.com's got a story. Came out a couple weeks ago. Did you see that story when the Pope was shown wearing a white
jacket.
Puff jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't real.
No.
And I saw it, and I skimmed right past it, didn't think a thing of it. I've got a story here from CNN. Talks about the fact that there was the Pope wearing a massive white puff jacket, and no one thought a thing about it. There was another picture of Elon Musk walking hand in hand with his rival GM CEO, a guy named Mary Barra, or a lady named Mary Barra. There was a picture of former President Donald Trump being detained by police. None of them were real. The puff jacket one of the Pope, everybody thought it was real. I thought it was real.
Oh, I saw it. I didn't think twice of it.
It just, ugh. In fact, one TV personality quoted the same thing I'd have said. Said, "Didn't give it a second thought. No way am I surviving the future of technology." And so here's the deal. The situation that says in this article of CNN, it demonstrates a new online reality. The rise of a new crop of buzzy artificial intelligence tools has made it cheaper and easier than ever to create realistic images, even audios and videos, because we've got evidence right now that AI can pick up your voice and make a recording that sounds just like you. So now we're down to, "And sir, where were you on the 28th? Did you ever call so-and-so?" "No, I never called him." "Sir, we have a recording of your phone call." "Do you? Do you really?" Well, let's talk about the arts. Because y'all, here's the first story I've got from The Guardian. A photographer, and I saw the picture. It was kind of beautiful. It was very touching. It was an image of two women from different generations, one black, one white, in a very kind of touching setting. And the guy who is the photographer was being given a prestigious award because the image was so amazing and it's so captivating that the Sony World Photography Awards decided to pick his among all the entrants to give a special prize in the Creative Open category. And then he announced to the world, "Well, I did this for the sake of conversation because that's not a real picture. It was generated by AI. It was not a photograph. It was not even real people. It was AI generating something." And the photographer says, "We need an open discussion, and I did this on purpose, a discussion about what we want to consider photography and what is not. Is the umbrella photography large enough to invite AI images, or would that be a mistake?" He says, "With my refusal of the award, I hope to speed up the debate." So basically what happened was he was being given an award, and he did it deliberately, and then he turned down the award and announced what the situation was. Photography, the arts. I saw pictures last night in the Elon Musk discussion of beautiful artwork, which I confess I'm not a super artsy guy, but I looked at it and thought, yeah, I'd hang that on the wall. That's beautiful. All of it generated by AI. And then the last story I've got for you. Off the BBC. I don't know these names. Drake and another one called The Weeknd. You know the entertainers?
Drake, yes, okay. But not The Weeknd. And the other one's called
a dude who calls himself The Weeknd. Okay. I like to think of myself as the Friday evening. That's my name now. Anyway, they had a song that was being streamed and downloaded like crazy. It was up on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal. It was on all of the various, it's up on YouTube, TikTok. And it featured the voices of the Drake and The Weeknd singing a song together called "Heart on My Sleeve." It wasn't real. It wasn't even their voices. AI generated Drake's voices and The Weeknd's voices and, yeah, created a hit song using the personalities of real artists. It got posted online, and y'all, it wasn't even real. And so you look at this and think, when does this stop? And when is it no longer okay? Well, first of all, that was not okay because they stole them. You're not allowed to steal the image or, arts or capabilities or the name of key individual or of any individual, for that matter. This is a fraud. And so I think it's almost like transgender athletes. They're not what they say they are. So why are they allowed to compete? Well, here we are in the arts world, singing, artwork, photography. And we're also finding it in writing that term papers and major pieces of literature are being augmented or written, for that matter. There's a book right now up on Amazon that was entirely AI-generated, no physical author. What are we doing to the arts? Where's this go? Do we just become lazy and let it happen? Or do we find a way to corral this up, tell the Terminator he can write his own books but leave us alone? All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to come right back. wrap up the day. Man, what an amazing one. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. And I tell you what, you got to, one of the things about this show is we are determined that you guys get to hear what it takes to walk as a conservative in this world and to know, by the way, that you can laugh at it and you can say no to it and it's all right. And there's a whole, like my wife always says, Charlene will say, there's more of us than there are of them. And that is absolutely right. Hey, by the way, you hear the advertisements and stuff running, and let me just tell you. So Right Side is actually a 501c3. We raise our revenue separately, but we also sell our own ads. So if you want to advertise your business, and this happened yesterday. I said that. We got an email within minutes. If you want to advertise your show on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you about it. We got the opportunity to plug some people in for advertising even as we speak. And if you believe that your company and Right Side are aligned and you believe this audience would be aligned with your products or services, then dang, man, you need to get in here. So, yeah, go to the website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. There's a place on there where it says advertising and contact, and you can send us a direct line message. We get those emails the moment you send them, and we respond to them as soon as we see them. So, yeah, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, that's part of how we exist as a business, too. So, come on. We'd love to talk to you. I got somebody on line one. Yeah, Cliff Huntsville, how you doing?
Pretty well. How you doing, Phil?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to share a story with you about jump school.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
You're talking about points of contact, and the fourth one from which sometimes a soldier needs to be told to remove his head.
That is true.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the very next one, but there's one they say when you're rolling over onto the muscles of your upper back.
Yeah, the push-up muscle, they call it.
Yeah, I know. And I pointed out to them, it's like, no, the push-up muscles on the other side, the pecs. What you're talking about is the lats or the trapezoid. I mean, trapezius.
Yeah.
And anyway, this one sergeant who seemed to know that and had been saying it wrong all the time anyway, he says, "Oh, that's pretty smart. I think you're smart enough to get on down and give me 50.
I was going to say, the minute you tried to be smart with a black hat at airborne school, you were putting yourself at risk. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. He at least acknowledged, you know. But I'm sure to this day, these many decades later, I'm sure they still say the push-up muscle.
They do. I've never figured that out, but you are absolutely right. Yeah. Hey, Cliff.
They need to say the rowing muscle, obviously.
Hey, man, thanks for your service. Appreciate you, and glad you were there learning how to jump out of planes, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, that comes from, if you missed it, my monologue at the beginning of the show. I talk about several things, not the least of which is, you know, being a paratrooper. The whole point of the monologue at the beginning of the show was talking about why we as a nation cannot sit idly by and not get ready for the next major event that we could have coming down the pike, and how this is not a time for woke policies in the military. So if you ever want to hear, but that's a great segue. If you ever want to hear those kind of things, or you want to send it to someone else to hear, or you want to listen to it again because you missed it or whatever, go to our website again, rightsideradio.org, and you've got access to all our podcasts, which are also available on what, all the different platforms, Boomer. We got Apple, Podbean, all
Podbean,
of them.
Amazon, yeah. iHeart, you name it.
Okay,
there.
Outstanding. Well, we do, and Boomer just let me know right before the show started, we just hit 136,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you to all of you. But yeah, that podcast today, I was including the fact that when you're a paratrooper, you know exactly what I'm saying when I'm telling the Biden administration to get their head out of their fourth point of contact. Well, if you want to know more, just go listen to the podcast. the Right Side Way this morning. What did we call it? It was called A Time to Build. Yeah, so I literally quoted Ecclesiastes and talked about paratroopers. It was just follow my train of thought, man. somewhere in there, we're going to have guns and Bibles and all of it. Just clinging to our guns and Bibles. All right, you guys, listen, y'all are an amazing audience. Boomer and I are back here tomorrow at 2, and I'm just telling you, you will hear it every single day on this show. I don't care who hears me say it. I'll tell you right now, Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and y'all, life is worth living. We'll see you tomorrow, too. Have a great night.